Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Peris. What an exciting days we had yesterday, especially in the game between Sri Lanka and Afghanistan. Let me start off with the headline news. Sri Lanka have qualified for the semi-finals of the 8-nation T20 50-over Asia Cup for the under-19ers. So congratulations to Sri Lanka, alongside with Bangladesh in Group B, because Bangladesh too had a whale of a time beating Nepal. But the Sri Lanka-Afghanistan game was nice and tight. Let me get to the scorecard first. Afghanistan batting first, 235 bowled out with one ball to spare. Osman Sadat 52, Faizal Khan looks a good player 39, Aziz Ullah 31, Omar Zai 29 and Niazi 25. For Sri Lanka, Satiska Senaviratna 3 for 49, the seamer. Rasit Nismara 2 for 42. Dunit Sigara 3 for 33. And our star of the day though, Chami Kahin Netigala 2 for 33. And Sri Lanka had a real tough time. I mean, they got off to a sterling start. They made 54 runs with both openers intact in the power play overs, but they fell apart, chasing a score of 236. Nevertheless, it was Chami Kahin Netigala who put his hand up, made an unbeaten 51 to see his team through to the semi-finals, winning the game ultimately by 2 wickets with 4 balls to spare. Mahavithanas 27, Viran Chamaduta 62, excellent batter left-hander. Kavija Gamage 34 looked very good, but just threw it away. But end of the day, with 13 runs to get in the final over, it was a fantastic effort by Sri Lanka to win this game by 2 wickets. I'm sorry, it was not 13 runs, it was 10 runs. 1-4 and a huge 6. Chami Kahin Netigala just punching the seamer down the ground. Like Omar Zai, 3 for 52. Zadran, look at that spin. He bowls mystery spin, a finger spin, obviously. Does have a carom ball. He bowled 10 overs, 2 maidens, 16 runs for 1 wicket. And Rahmatullah, the captain, who bowls left arm orthodox spin, 1 for 34. Great win by Sri Lanka. So they, like I made mention, have qualified for the semi finals. Meantime, Bangladesh have beaten Nepal in a one-sided game by 7 wickets. Nepal batting first, 130 all out in 31.1 overs. Luther made 28 and Tiwari 30. Saad Islam 2 for 32. Mohammad Sabju 3 for 27. And Shabir Ahmed 2 for 10. And Bangladesh get their big ease, 24.5 overs. Just lost 3 wickets, scored 135. And Zawad Aber, who made that 96 in his last outing, made an unbeaten 70, which Kavish Ashidik making 34. Right, now let me quickly run into a special facility. The latest modernized state-of-the-art indoor cricket facility was declared open by the sports minister and his deputy at the invitation of Sri Lanka's chairman of cricket, Mr. Shami Silva. A 7-wicket facility. It has facilities, 2 wickets for seamers, 2 wickets for spinners, and the other 3 wickets for general cricket. But it's fantastic facility, and it does invite all players playing in any format, any age group, from the national team even to the under 15ers. It'll really give a great opportunity to play under difficult conditions, climatic conditions, because it has that type of facility, the indoor facility, which is up to international standards. So congratulations to Sri Lanka cricket for this wonderful, wonderful opportunity that the youngsters are getting. They really are doing a sterling job. Well done once again. Quickly on to the games coming up tomorrow. Well, India play against Malaysia in the under-19s at UAE. That should be a one-sided game, obviously. And then Pakistan will take on United Arab Emirates. India have already qualified. I think Pakistan will have no problem in qualifying. So we envisage the final four would be India, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka have also qualified, as mentioned by me earlier. Right, there's also some wonderful cricket being played in the Middle East among ladies, and I just read something. Saudi Arabia will be playing against the Qatari ladies, while Bahrain will be playing against the Kuwaiti ladies. That's good to know that cricket is having its wings now, wide open, spreading all around the world. Thanks for listening. I hope you're enjoying the Advent season as well. Spin you a carol that you'd love to sing along. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.